The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game at SAP Center at San Jose, played before a crowd of 17,435 fans. Final score, the Seattle Kraken 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2. And here is how it happened. First period, Seattle had 17 shots against Yaroslav Askarov, and the Sharks had 12 against Joey Decord, but nobody scored. It was a goaltender's period, and it started with a break for William Eklund just about 5 minutes in. Wennberg knocked down by Tolvin, but dropped it back. Klingberg throws it out. Eklund feeds on the right to Foley. Lead pass back. It's going to be a breakaway. Eklund moving in, shooting it. Save made. Nice stop by the goaltender Decord, and the rebound gobbled up by Oleksiak, who was right there to close the gap. Nice play there by Decord. Good attempt by Eklund, who ended up with a team-high number of shots on goal, as it was a great save by Decord and an outstanding opportunity for the Kraken to move up the ice. They didn't do it, though. The Sharks would put more pressure on, and with about 11 minutes remaining in the period, a little less than 12, Joey Decord made another big save on Igor Chernyshov, making a bid for his first National Hockey League tally. Three-man attack led by Celebrini on the right, graph across the line. Now in front of that, by himself, Chernyshov the drive. Oh, what a save by Decord, and the puck is tipped into him on the rebound. Two great chances in the early going for Igor Chernyshov to get his first NHL goal, and two big saves by Joey Decord. Indeed, two great saves by Joey Decord there, but it was still nothing-nothing. Don't forget the other side of the ice, though. Yaroslav Askarov was pretty big. Here's a save he made on Kaapo Kakko late. Orlov still out there on the right side now. He'll go back to get it. He knows the check is coming there from Eberle, who worked it free. Oh, wide open in front. Kakko, and a one-time shot. Great save by Askarov with a minute 10 left in the period. That was a big save by Askarov to keep the score nothing-nothing, but the play would go back into the Sharks zone in the second period, and it would be Eli Tolvanen who would give the Kraken first crack. Can the Sharks get it? Uh-oh, kick backwards by Celebrini. Wrong direction. Moving in. The Kraken score! That's Tolvanen, who took that puck away from Celebrini's kick, moved down the middle of the ice, and with a hard wrist shot, beats Askarov at 6:52 of the second period to give the Seattle Kraken the 1-0 lead. So, unassisted goal there for Eli Tolvanen, his fifth of the season, as Celebrini's kick ended up inadvertently on his stick. He raced in, and Askarov a little bit upset with himself on that one at 6:51, but it wouldn't be the most upset he'd be before the game was over. Let's talk about the big save that Joey Decord made on Colin Graf and then Mario Ferraro with about 10:07 to go. Here's Ferraro jumping up. He has a man on the right, Graf moving on the defense, cutting in front, backhand shot. Great save by Decord! And a penalty is coming up to Seattle as well, as Colin Graf and Mario Ferraro combining on a great scoring chance. That was a good chance. Graf on the right side got hooked a little bit. That resulted in a penalty, and in fact, it did result in a power play that would give the Sharks a big goal. Final seconds of the power play ticking off, 35 to go. Here's Celebrini shooting it. Save made. Score! Adam Gaudette's in front of the net, and he wins that little 50-50 battle with Oleksiak in front of the goal, and Gaudette is able to bang it in to tie this contest 1-1, and there it is, a power play goal for Adam Gaudette, and the Sharks have evened things up with Gaudette's eighth of the season. Nice goal by Gaudette, won that little battle with Oleksiak, but let's not forget about Igor Chernyshov on that play. He also got an assist with Macklin Celebrini. Celebrini extending his point scoring streak to 5 straight games, and he has scored every time he has played against the Kraken, either a goal or an assist, all 7 games. That equals a mark by Johan Garpenlöv for the best start against a single opponent in San Jose Sharks history. But back to Chernyshov, I think he was in front of the net too on that play, was a big part of it.
Well, I thought he had a great game. He was definitely recognizable when he was on the ice. He drove the puck to the net. He shot the puck. Definitely bright future for this kid.
So, at this point, it was 1-1. Gaudette, his eighth. A power play goal from Chernyshov and Celebrini at 11:22 of the second, and it was all even. But we came to the third period of action. Now, Seattle is a pretty good comeback team in spite of the fact that coming into tonight's action, they had only one win in their previous 11 games. They were kind of the cardiac kids, and they end up with their sixth comeback win after trailing in the third period. They were trailing in the third because of a fluky goal 36 seconds in that turned out to be Colin Graf's. But Dmitry Orlov, far side of the ice, is able to angle one forward and get it down the surface. And now it's a turnover by the Kraken in front. A shot toward the net, off the post. They score. Colin Graf took that puck on the turnover. He got the pass from Chernyshov, put it off the post. And in the scramble in the ensuing play, it ends up going in the back of the net. 36 seconds into this period, and the Sharks take advantage of a Kraken mistake. And boy, that's a big one. It is 2-1 San Jose. That's 36 seconds into the third period. Graf, his ninth goal of the season, was unassisted, even though Chernyshov got him the puck because it went off the post. And then, as it turned out, the goaltender and the defense knocked it into their own net. So an unassisted tally. Colin Graf gets the goal.
That's why you're one of the best at doing this, because me trying to announce that, I would just say, think about ping pong, and there's a goal, because that's how many bounces happened.
It really was crazy, but that gave the Sharks the 2-1 lead, as I mentioned. But here comes the Seattle Kraken comeback. Two fluky goals the other way. One at 1:55, an innocent-looking shot by Ryker Evans. A turnaround shot off a weird bounce on the boards, but Newman fanned on it, and the Sharks can't clear. Captain, oh, they score! Ryker Evans from the point puts one toward the net. I'm not sure if that deflected off of something, but it ended up moving up top to the stick side on Askarov, and suddenly it's 2-2 as the Kraken's Evans gets a weird goal at 1:55 of this third period. Goal number three on the season for Ryker Evans, tying the game 2-2 at 1:55 of the third. That was an unassisted goal as well, and so the topsy-turvy game continued, but it tilted definitely in Seattle's direction. Because Ryan Lindgren, a defenseman not exactly known for scoring a lot of goals, decided that if Ryker Evans can do it from that position on the left side and put it up top and get it in the goal, he could do it too. Eklund back checking, Celebrini-like, knocking the puck away, but here comes the Kraken attack. Lindgren across the line, shoots, and he scored! From almost the similar position that Ryker Evans just scored, now it's Lindgren who puts it up top, and he beats Askarov through traffic. And suddenly it's 3-2 Kraken. A 40-game goalless drought ends for Ryker Evans. The last time he scored a goal was March 22nd at Montreal. And so he picks up his first of the year, and it's also turning out to be the game winner. Chandler Stephenson extends his point-scoring streak to 8 straight games, and he ends up with the primary assist, along with Frédéric Gaudreau, who had 5 shots in the first period alone, won a couple of key faceoffs, blocked a couple of plays, and ends up with an assist on that one. And that proved to be the deciding goal. But the Sharks weren't finished. They would come back, and they would try to get opportunities. And that's where Joey Decord would come in to shut the door. Here's one of them with about 11:20 to play. Long pass off the left boards by Iorio. Here's Toffoli into the zone to Eklund. That's behind the net. Wrap around a tip. That's a great save by goaltender Decord, and he's able to hang on with 11:20 remaining in this third period, and the Kraken continuing to lead by a single goal. William Eklund ended up with 8 shots on net toward the end. He had 3 attempts that he missed, and he had another attempt blocked. So that's 12 attempts on goal, and he was -3 for the night. It was just a crazy night for William Eklund.
It goes back to what I said earlier. Sometimes you put the effort in, you feel like you should get rewarded, but unfortunately for him, he gets snake bit.
With 3:42 to play, there was another chance for the Sharks to try to even the score, but Joey Decord kept it out. Kept in by Dickinson. Turns away from the puck, flings it cross ice. There's Ferraro. Down to Toffoli. Back to Ferraro. Left point, he's got room. He shoots one. Save! Rebound! Poked at! Eklund can't bang it in as the goaltender Decord does the splits and basically twisted his body into a pretzel on the side of the ice. And he fell down and made the save with 3:42 to go. When you're desperate, you're desperate. Joey Decord found a way to keep that out of the net, and the hard luck night continued for William Eklund. It was still 3-2 in favor of Seattle. Finally, the Sharks pulled goaltender Askarov, and they put some pressure on. But as it turned out, it would be Chandler Stephenson getting his ninth goal of the season into the empty net, assisted by Ely Tolvanen and Joey Decord, the goaltender, was a really good puck handler. So Decord did a little bit of everything tonight, stopped a bunch of shots, and also ended up an assist on that empty net goal that made the final score, the Kraken 4 and the Sharks 2. So only three games this season in the series between these two Pacific Division rivals. The Sharks won the first game 6-1 back on November the 5th. But after that, two wins for the Kraken. One in Seattle, 4-1 on November 15th. And tonight at SAP Center by the score of 4-2. So Seattle ends up getting 9 goals in the series, and the Sharks had 9. Relatively even in many respects, despite that blowout win for the Sharks. And you got to respect Seattle for putting together an effort that got them the win.
Yeah, I will give credit to Decor. He played a solid game in there. Nothing over flashy, just sound goaltending, and gave his team a chance to win.
Once again, the final score, Seattle 4, the Sharks 2. The Kraken are now 13-14-6 for 32 points. The Sharks fall back to 17-16-3, 37 points. San Jose has lost 2 games in a row, both at home, and they head to the road to take on the Vegas Golden Knights on Tuesday for the final game before the Christmas break. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.